The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Rica, Vronin Broco Sefria de Lete Legeduve Teliga, a vessel tested and tried and proven, yea, attested of the Ferele Suspaliella, attested to even of the work which has been wrought, attested to of the work which has been wrought by the throne, by the throne, by the throne, by the throne. For lo, says the Spirit, the throne is attesting, the throne is attesting that so much work has been wrought here. So much work has been wrought here. So much has been done in this vessel. So much has been wrought in this vessel. Mano beneka sivanaka sefreteliga. Lembrogo tunevia lekasive. Brought across and through terrains of terribleness, terrains that are difficult, terrains that are unfathomable to the minds of mortal men. But you know, your Father loves you. Your Father loves you. And so He's caused you to go through some terribleness. He's caused you to journey through some parts that Ovaria Kasuvetelia have left in you the message, has left in you, yea, even the gospel, has left in you the message, has left in you the gospel. Barama kwasifi nuana kanene tutelevena that the gradavra kwastivete, even that your Father will have cause to often rejoice about you, to often rejoice about you, to often be glad about you, because He caused you to go through and you yielded yourself to go through, you allowed yourself to go through so that you can be such a darling even to your God, such a darling to your God, and you've made heaven proud. You've made the throne proud. You've made heaven proud. Oh, Brabiana son fufureke teliga barakani anetulaveka evrakia telias pawi tunazia. Tell it, tell it, tell it, tell it. Go on, tell it. Go on, tell it. Go on, tell it. Go tell it, tell it, tell it, tell it. For the message has been woven within you. Go tell it. Go tell it. Tell it all. Tell it all. Tell it all, says the Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, sometimes last week I was reading the book of John, and John chapter 14, part of verse 2 jumped at me. Chapter 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. That was what jumped at me. I would have told you. If it were not so, I would have told you. What is coming forth in this season is what he wants us to hear.
Yes, ma'am.
He said, I would have told you. And for how long will it take us to believe what he's telling us? For how long will it take you to stand where he's putting you? For how long will it take you to know that it is possible? I'm talking to somebody here. For how long will it take you to know that what he said about you is possible and not what Jezebel is preaching to you? He said, I would have told you. And for those of us that didn't follow the prayer meeting, or maybe some followed, you didn't get the head and the tail. Let me do what grandmas would do this evening. Eh? I want you to know, like it occurred to me, that the message God is bringing, you know, by the time last week I started looking at the message again, God is saying one thing. He's always saying the same thing. This our Father, he's so loving. He says it over and over and over again, saying it in different ways, bringing colors to it. I love these different stars. Bringing colors to it so that if you didn't get it when it is painted green, you will get it when it is painted red. Maybe you like it when it is brown, or you like it when it is purple. The message. This then is the message. How did he put it? That God is light. No matter how he brings it, God is light. No matter how he says it, light is coming to you. Thank you, Pastor Dixon, again for how you came. God is light. God is light. He wants to give us his light so that we can partake of his image, like he said. So that we can take on his nature. And there's a little bit I know about photography, making of image. You cannot make an image without light. You people are blessed. You can just take your phone now. I don't know how many people had paparazzied me today. Snapping. It is all about light. You can't get my image without light. Enough light. It is called pinhole camera. The light must pass through to make that image. For how long shall we resist the light? We cannot become, because the star is an accumulation, layer on layer on layer of light. We can't become. We can't carry that image. If we keep resisting, we can't carry the image. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light. And he said that the prophecy is knowledge. Abiki leti pe. Did I remember very well? There are speakings, preachings of Christ and God. You take heed to the light that shineth in a dark place. There's no one that doesn't have this dark place within him or her. This light must shine in a dark place until it's not sharp of your torchlight. It's not one. It's not once. It's not once. But continuous. 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 And as it is shining, the darkness is being removed. And we are changing. We are changing to become more, more, more like the source of the light. We are not becoming any other thing. We are becoming like the one that gave the light. The one that said, I am the bright and the morning star. Until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Now let me do a little bit of the physical. Reverend was talking about falling stars. Darkness is black. No star that is falling or dark has light. Until the day dawn, where the light is shining, it says the day star arise in your heart. It's in your heart that is going to arise. But the condition of the heart was dark. This light must keep coming. It must keep coming. No. So like I said, the morning star is not the physical star you see at night. It might look like, why am I saying it? At least there must be somebody that is being helped. It's not. We are not talking of a star of somebody is a celebrity. That's not the star we are talking about. And we are not talking of the physical, we are not talking of the physical object. We are not talking of human, just any human. But we are talking of those who know the bright and morning star. When Pastor started the prayer meeting, he said, the morning star, he said, it's you. How many people heard him? I heard that one, even if I didn't hear everything. He said, it is you. He said, you are the one. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 The physical morning star comes out just before dawn. When it is very dark. Where it is very dark, that is where you are needed after you are formed. He wants those who will go and shine the light. That is why he wants to give the morning star, so that we can go and we become the star. We represent him. So before the day dawn, that is when the morning star comes out and heralds the coming of the sun. Who is our son? Jesus the Christ. We are the ones that will enter the crevices in all the earth. But in our heart first. It must shine in our heart first. Then it can shine in any other place. So this star that reflects the light of the sun, we too must reflect the light of our sun. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Revelation 22, verse 6, that is where we see where it is written. And he said unto me, these things are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to shew unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Please give me where he says, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Please, come on, come on. Where he says, I am the bright and morning star. Okay. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. You can't get it on the road. I am the root and the offspring of David. You that is hearing me and going to church is an abomination. You can't get to the star that is in the church through your staying away from church. Let me put it that way. I am the root and the offspring of David. If he had sent some people, he had sent them. And the bright and morning star. But what is out to make us is morning star. But he's the one that is the bright and the morning star. If he doesn't have the elements of the star, he cannot say, I will give you or I will make you a morning star. Hallelujah. Let's move on quickly. So I saw, in looking at Revelation chapters 2 and 3, I saw that in addressing the seven churches, some phrases are just there. I don't know how many of us have noticed it. Some phrases are there. I know thy works. I don't know how many people read and you read, I know thy work. You are thinking of those in Ephesus or in Thyatira, in Smyrna, in Pergamos, in Philadelphia, in Wonko. If he says, I know thy works. What are my works? What am I working? The work of the Lord. The work of the Lord is to believe the person whom he has sent. To what extent am I believing him? Will I hear the words like Pastor Dixon already said tonight? You have been under this ministration. You don't have an excuse. What do you work? Hallelujah. So he says, I know thy works. I just want to mention these ones. There is always repent. I want us to take note of this. Repent. He said it to those in Ephesus, maybe except for Philadelphia. He said, repent. And the church in Thyatira, there are two different times that he said, repent. He said, I gave that Jezebel, I gave her opportunity to repent. He did not repent. Repent. Then, another one, he that hath an ear, is as if this one is gone, Abby. No, there is another ear that we need to hear these words. He that hath an ear, he that hath an ear, should hear what the Spirit is saying. And then he concluded by saying, he that overcometh. Those four. There might be others, but I noted those four. They are all for us. They are all for us. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to Revelation chapter 2. I read from verse 18. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, this thing said the Son of God. I think we now know who is talking to us. The one that had journeyed to become the Son of God. No longer Jesus of Nazareth. And not just Jesus the Christ. I'm sure you've been hearing all our teachers saying it. So it's not just, you are not hearing it just from Mama. He is the one that is talking. He had his eyes like unto the flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works and charity. Ah, Pastor, when I read this verse 19, I said, Ibo lemiti debai. He said, I know thy works. Then why is he saying, and thy works? He said, I know thy works and charity. They're already doing charity, Abby, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works again. And let's go on. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee. After doing all this, he's still saying, notwithstanding. Where is God saying notwithstanding to my in my life and your life? He said, notwithstanding, you profess you have done charity. You profess that you have served. You profess that you are a church of faith or a person of faith, and you have patience and thy works. The one you are doing now is even better than the one you were doing before. But he said, notwithstanding. Where the Spirit is delving into, it's not what anybody can see. It is where you and the Spirit meets. Those things. I want to sakpamo. Ni ori. But that is where he's going. What we are handling is not just ya physical. Ejo. It's like, thank you, sir. Hidden things. It's like cutting us. Ngbati mo se charity igba kan ba ye ani pe se wo ti de charity ni se o ti de brotherly love ni here tayatira won ti se charity won ni faith won tun ni patience leyin charity won patience won be, and yet God is saying notwithstanding gbogbo eleyi ta ti se yi eje agbe pati eje awo eleyi to wa ninu eleyi to gbe pa mo ti pastor ori eleyi temi na nse ti anybody ori
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's frivita mon pokia haka adiki kikua kodna edaleze evrete lele hani hetuzuva dahaka. It is the eyes of the Lord. It is the eyes of the Lord that will give brand new speheli speheli karteli akaya. Even if he spehete fitolaga. The eyes of the Lord will not spare unrighteousness. The eyes of the Lord will not spare iniquity. The eyes of the Lord will search. Oh, you've got to do with the eyes of the Lord. The one with whom you've got to do is the eyes of the Lord. His eyes are pure. His eyes can see things that no man can see. His eyes can see. So look at the judgment of the Lord. Yea, look upon the judgment of the Lord. It is not a judgment of man. It is the judgment of the Lord. You will be judged by his assessment, by his eyes, by his standards, by his standards, by his standards. And Lord says the Spirit, I don't want you to fail of my standards. I don't want you to fall short. 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 I want you to excel it
all. I want you to excel it all. You have begun excelling. You have begun excelling. You have begun excelling. Oh, excel it all. Excel it all. Do it all in excellence. Do it all. Do it all. Do it all. For the Lord will not spare unrighteousness. The Lord will not spare iniquity. The Lord will not spare nothing. He will judge everything. He will see it all. Yay! Ensure to do well, for you must not fall short, says the Spirit.
Can we respond to that? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us. Help us. Help us. In Jesus' name we have prayed. He said, notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee. Because thou sufferest that woman, Jezebel, which called herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants, to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Don't run away too fast. This is not physical fornication. This is joining yourself to what you should not join yourself to. This is joining yourself to what is not of God. This is joining yourself to what God did not ask you to join yourself with. This is joining yourself to what is anti-truth. And this Jezebel is a woman. In this passage, depicted as woman, but it's a spirit. And if we are not careful, Jezebel can take over a church. Jezebel can take over the life of individuals. And when Jezebel does, what will Jezebel do? If we can look at it, he will create unbelief. He creates unbelief in us and weakens our faith. He removes understanding. He removes understanding. And teaches our own doctrines and shines our own light into our soul. Her teachings are lights, her own lights, but contrary to the light that God wants to give us. What I'm saying is like, it's almost like what you preached, but from a simpler, will I say a simpler? Higher for where? It's not higher. Dimension. He said, may we not be judged in that which we allow. He said, thou sufferest, that is, you allow that woman, Jezebel, which called herself a prophetess, to teach. He has a strange doctrine. She has a strange doctrine. To seduce my servants, to commit fornication. He that is joined to a harlot is one spirit with a harlot. He said to eat things sacrificed to idols. Her things that to be eaten, they are her words spoken in teaching. As our ministers are teaching us, what are we doing? We are eating. Like now, we are eating. We are eating wholesome food from God. But there are some teachings. If you are not careful, those of us that jump around, your leg is always we have to be balanced. When I take from here, I take from here, I take from here. May you not be infected with the Jezebel spirit. Do you want to hear my testimony? So many of the things I knew and I thought before, that is T-E-A-C-H, like my children will spell, I had to throw them away and relearn. If you are in these waters, learn. Hey, I can't understand the goggle of faith. Don't worry, one day you will understand. That's what 2 Peter said. He said, these things are hard to be understood. He didn't say you can never understand it. He said they are hard to be understood. Eh? Speaking in them, these things which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest. You need to throw away some things and then learn. I just shared my testimony with you. I had to discard some things. So he allows them, this woman, this spirit to teach. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that the spirit that discerns, this spirit, evil spirit, you will give to us in this place. Amen. It's a terrible spirit. Very, very terrible.
Lord Jesus says the Sophronio presendis patne canatalea villa to sava. I've come to give you judgment. I've come to elevate your sight. I've come to give you elevated sight. I've come to give you judgment. Yea, to discern Jezebel, you need judgment. You need judgment. You need your sight to be elevated. You need to see him in the littlest things. You need to see him in the greatest things. You need to see him wherever our spirit hides. You must have judgment. You must be elevated in your sight, in your judgment. So I've come to feed you. 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 I've come to feed you, for says the spirit, hitherto this spirit have put the church on her back. This spirit have put many, many upon their backs. But I've come to grant judgment. Yea, I've come to grant judgment, for it is time, it is ripe, it is time to overcome this spirit. It is time to overcome this spirit, and it's an agenda in the heavens that you will overcome. It's an agenda in the heavens that you will overcome. Yea, you are a different breed, you are a different generation. We've handpicked you and put you together because you've got a great assignment, which part of which is overcome Jezebel, part of which is overcome Jezebel. And so we've come with light. Oh, be ready for light. Be ready for judgment, because we will hack this spirit down. We will expose this spirit to your eyes. You will see this spirit and you will look narrowly upon this spirit, because we will put a hatred in your heart against this spirit. Her alluring strength will be broken by its sight. When you see the way you should see, you will see her strength broken. Yeah, her beauty will be disdained. When you have judgment, when you have judgment, we've come to infuse judgment. We've come to teach you light. We've come to give you sight so that you can see and judge well and overcome Jezebel, says the Spirit.
Amen. We receive, Lord, in Jesus' name. I want us to look at Romans 7, this passage that is talking about the relationship between husband and wife. You can't be married to God, to his son, and also be married to Jezebel. It's not possible. It's not possible. Hallelujah. This one says, wherefore, my brethren, verse 4, ye also have become dead to the law by the body of Christ, even though he's talking about the law here, that ye should be married to another. We are to be married to Jesus the Christ, and then we start our journey. That we should bring forth fruit unto God, verse 5. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. I want us to see, to go back to that Revelation chapter 2. He said, I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent. Then he said, I will kill her children with death. When we are joined or espoused to Jezebel, there's no way we can bring forth after God. Why can we not give birth after God? Because we won't come to the knowledge of the truth. It's not possible. The spirit of Jezebel resists the truth. The spirit of Jezebel cannot comprehend the truth. And we resist the truth. Let's see briefly 2 Timothy 3:7. 2 Timothy 3, give me verse 6. For these sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts. 7. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. It's a spirit that has been corrupted. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. They will always resist the truth. I'm not saying, I hope we understand what truth is. Truth is not otoni ironio. Truth is a person. I am the way, the truth, and the life. At least that's the simplest verse I can quote. So let's beware. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he said, I gave her space to repent. He did not repent. And we know that godly sorrow will always bring what? Repentance. God is calling us. In this program, there's going to be ample chance for repentance. The Lord is going to help us. Where we need to make amends, we will make amends. When he said, and in verse 25, he said, but that which ye have already, that which you have, what did he say? Hold fast till I come. There's one passage in there, I think in Matthew 13. Those who said they don't have, he said, that which they have, they will take it away. Those who said they don't have, he says, that which they have, it will be taken away from them. But they don't have any. How come? How come the one they have will be taken away? Which means they were the ones that said they don't have. It depends on how you have rated yourself. How did you rate yourself? Those who say they don't have. The little you have. The little light in this message that you have. What did he say? Hold it fast. Don't throw it away. Let's begin to pray.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818. or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.